Yesterday's action by the FCC increased the number of television stations that a single company may own, and that's expected to make broadcast companies more profitable, and there are arguments over whether that will likely lead to more or less good broadcasting. But there is a more radical approach to the question of television stations, one that we saw reported in today's Los Angeles Times. Thomas Hazlett, formerly chief economist at the FCC and now with the conservative think tank the Manhattan Institute for Policy Research, says that the government should, in effect, take free TV off life support. Mr. Hazlett, first you have to define free television for us as opposed to television.
It's usually defined as broadcast or even terrestrial broadcast television, and we have about 1,500 broadcast TV stations using the VHF and UHF bands.
That's the way at one time all of us watched television.
Correct.
Today?
Well, about 90% of U.S. households now have a subscription for cable or satellite TV. In other words, 90% of households are opting out of the free choice and paying considerable revenues into a parallel media market.
So relatively few Americans actually receive television video signals over the air from television stations. And yet the system by which television stations broadcast over the air to them is the one that the FCC regulates, and it is at the core of our system. You would just radically reform that, change that.
Yes, I think that that's clearly the way we're going to end up at some point. The fact is, as Americans, we could be getting a tremendous more choice. We get certainly a lot more broadband and wireless services if we would have some kind of rational allocation of these airwaves that are now gobbled up by their allocation to over-the-air TV, a product that very few people are watching. We certainly don't have 67 channels of TV programming on the air in Glendive, Montana, and there's abundant spectrum space to have lots of competition, including, in the end, more video competition, more choice for customers, and a great deal of diversity.
The spectrum, we should say, is what's used by the television stations to actually beam their signals out to the rabbit ears sitting on top of a few television sets. That, you say, is unnecessary. The same signal could just go by coaxial cable or something from the TV station to all of the cable channels or up to a satellite and down and reach people that way.
Absolutely. I mean, we have two national satellite TV systems, and we have cable television infrastructure that passes approximately 97% of U.S. homes. So for the 100% opportunities for bypass of the system through satellite and the 97% overbuild, so to speak, of the broadcast network by cable, people could be getting exactly the same product and much more.
And what would we gain by not having those TV signals up there in the radio spectrum?
You'd have just a cornucopia of advanced wireless technologies, including internet access to help this emerging choice and hopefully emerging choice of streaming video and other video competitors get into American homes and rival the network solutions that are now the sole choice of Americans.
If, in fact, technology is driving television towards satellite and cable distributed programming rather than the use of spectrum to get from the TV station to the audience, why is the road so strewn with obstacles?
Well, I mean, it's you know, in a word, politics. You establish these kinds of policies to protect a certain group of incumbents in a sector, and certainly they're going to have their constituencies that are wed to the existing system, and in fact, very politically powerful. There's nothing a senator or a congressman likes less than to see an angry group of broadcasters in his or her office telling them about the latest policy problem in Washington from their vested financial standpoint. So this is a very tough policy to change.
Mr. Hazlett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thomas Hazlett of the Manhattan Institute was formerly the chief economist at the Federal Communications Commission.